When spring is still in that tenuous stage wherein we never know if the next weather system will bring snow or rain, balmy temperatures or a deep freeze, it's fun to head south. I spent this past weekend in Chicago. Saturday, Montrose Harbor seemed like the epicenter of robin migration. They were everywhere. By Sunday, they'd thinned out, which felt like a promising development. The ground was soft and wet in areas, but pretty frozen for the most part. I watched one robin work hard trying to pull a big earthworm out of the soil. I've seen this many, many times, but this was the first time I ever watched when the worm actually broke in half like a brittle rubber band, the broken end snapping in the face of the robin. He swallowed it and spent a few minutes circling in the area, peeking down the worm's hole, but the other half stayed out of reach. The temperature stayed in the upper 30s and very low 40s, but there wasn't a speck of ice to be seen down there, and even if duck migration wasn't too far advanced, mallards and Canada geese were all paired up. Ring-billed gulls were everywhere. Several birders told me fox sparrows had been all over the place the previous weekend, but they were gone, apparently headed north like the robins. Meadowlarks, grackles, and song sparrows filled the bird sanctuary near the harbor. It felt good to be out in the sunshine watching spring birds. I drove back to Minnesota on Monday, and even though the temperature had dropped, the wind had increased, and the sky had clouded ominously, spring was definitely in the air. Kestrels and red-tailed hawks were all over, some of the red-tails clearly courting. Whenever I pass the Madison area, I always stop at Goose Pond. There weren't many ducks yet, but the ponds were alive with Canada geese and tundra swans. For me, it just isn't a satisfactory spring until I've seen tundra swans. Three sandhill cranes walked delicately among old corn stalks near the ponds, picking out bits of waste corn as they tried to maintain position facing the biting wind to minimize how badly their feathers were ruffling. The bulk of sandhill cranes are still in Nebraska, but there have been several reports now in Minnesota and Wisconsin. This little family unit was still hanging together. I looked at the young one sticking steadfastly near its parents, and I couldn't help but wonder when its parents were going to break away and head to their nesting grounds without it. I hoped they'd hold off on their final migratory push until a lot more cranes had shown up, so the yearling would have some company. The ground was still mostly frozen, but killdeers and robins running on the wet areas were good assurance that spring wasn't an entirely false promise. As I drove north, snow on the ground increased, more streams and ponds were ice-covered, and I listened on the radio to news of a snowstorm in southern Illinois. But that just made me feel more hopeful. Like a coiled metal spring, the season bounces in and out, but the average temperature slowly but most assuredly creeps upward. Even at a gas-saving speed of 55 miles per hour, my car races along much faster than the coming season. But like a tortoise, spring is steadily advancing. When it finally crosses the finish line, we'll all feel like winners. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.